heard in over 40 countries and available on over 20 listening platforms. The Crypto Corner is your trusted source for blockchain news. Catch the latest episode each week on iTunes, Spotify, or by telling your smart device to play The Crypto Corner. And don't forget to subscribe for new episodes.
What's up, everybody? Crypto Kid here. And this week, we're talking driver's licenses on the blockchain in South Korea and the new rules proposed by FinCEN. So strap in and let's talk crypto. On January 4th, the Mediterranean Hospital of Cyprus announced that 100 of its doctors and personnel have received COVID-19 vaccinations, and that those vaccinated were given their results and digital certificate via an application powered by VeChain Thor blockchain. The hospital notes that the issuance of 100 digital vaccination certificates on their EHCert application, which is built on the VeChain Thor blockchain, marks another important step towards the digital transformation of the healthcare industry. The EHCert application was launched back in June of 2020 and was first used to deliver COVID-19 test results to over 8,000 people who were screened upon their arrival at the International Airport of Larnaca in Cyprus. On January 3rd, Hyundai Mobis, the database integration system used by Hyundai to improve the efficiency of Hyundai and Kia parts around the world, announced they have launched a new system they're calling Maps. Maps will be leveraged by roughly 100,000 people, including 35,000 domestic parts agencies and maintenance shops, including distribution centers and 16,000 dealers in 200 countries for parts purchase, logistics, and quality control. With this system, Hyundai Mobis can check the global parts production and logistics movement process in real time. They expect that by using Maps, unnecessary transportation costs can be reduced and customer satisfaction can be maximized by making quick decisions based on data in overseas locations. Maps applies blockchain technology as a pilot to the Genuine Product Authentication Management System. By distributing and managing the genuine information produced in each distribution stage, the purchaser can easily check whether the product is genuine by scanning the QR code on the product packaging. On December 15th, the Accredited Standards Committee X9 Inc. announced the publication of X9.138, Distributed Ledger Technologies Terminology, the standardized glossary of the most important common terms and definitions used in distributed ledger technology. The new standard is available for download at no charge. Before the release of the new terminology glossary, the lack of standards led to misconceptions about the new terms that need to be well understood across different platforms, and also led to conflicts with the long-accepted meanings of terms used in contract law, both of which result in ambiguity where clarity is required. The adoption of the standard set of platform-independent terms and definitions will enable common understanding of these terms and their use in the industry to the benefit of all involved. Standardized terms will assist potential customers, investors, and regulators, inform future legislation, and provide consistency in the development of X9 standards for financial services. X9 Director Steve Stevens says people in the industry toss terms around interchangeably, and when those terms start showing up in regulations and actual law, these variations can cause implementation uncertainty, with some states contradicting others' laws. The new standards can be downloaded for free at x9.org. On December 18th, FinCEN proposed requirements for certain transactions that involve convertible digital currency or digital currencies with legal tender status. Under the rules submitted to the Federal Registrar, banks and money service businesses will be required to submit reports, keep records, and verify the identity of customers in relation to transactions above a certain threshold involving unhosted wallets. The proposed rules would require banks and money service businesses to keep records of a customer's unhosted wallet transactions and counterparties it transacts with, including verifying the identity of the customers if a counterparty uses an unhosted or otherwise covered wallet and the transaction is greater than $3,000. The new rule as proposed would allow them to collect names, addresses, the type of cryptocurrency used in the transaction, the amount of cryptocurrency in the transaction, the time and date the transaction occurred, the assessed value of the transaction in US dollars, payment instructions given, any signed forms related to the transaction, and the list goes on. In short, FinCEN wants their head so far up your ass, the sweat from their brow will quench your thirst. On December 31st, Korean blockchain company Icon Loop announced the development of a blockchain-based mobile driver's license under regulatory sandbox approval in South Korea. South Korea's Ministry of Science and ICT granted IconLoop permission to test its decentralized identity technology on mobile driver's licenses with the goal of better preventing forgery and protecting personal data. With the current centralized licensing system, driver's license information is stored on a single server, leaving it vulnerable to leaks or attacks. IconLoop's decentralized identity technology aims to solve this by allowing users to directly manage their own data by storing authenticated personal data information on their mobile devices using an app. When a user needs to submit their authenticated data, they can simply select and submit the necessary information within the app.
Extra bits.
The total hash rate securing Bitcoin recently reached an all-time high at just under 150 million terahashes per second. This coincides with Bitcoin reaching an all-time high price as well as an all-time high difficulty. Coinbase announced that they have acquired trade execution startup Routefire, which will help Coinbase fill larger orders at faster speeds for lower cost. The Finnish government announced they are looking to auction off nearly 2,000 Bitcoin that were seized by Finnish customs in 2016. The combined market valuation of all cryptocurrencies hit an all-time high of $1 trillion on January 6th. Iranian authorities announced that over the last 18 months, they have shut down 1,620 unregistered and illegal cryptocurrency mining operations that were using nearly 250 megawatts of electricity.
All right, everybody, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for stopping by, and I hope you have a great weekend.
The Crypto Corner with your host, Crypto Kid.
It is a huge deal.
There are tons of people working on this, from financial institutions to technology companies, startups, and universities.
For the first time in human history, we have the key to unlock our door.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
BTC is currently trading at roughly $40,700. ETH is currently trading at roughly $1,300. BCH is currently trading at roughly $621. XMR is currently trading at roughly $155. LTC is currently trading at roughly $183. ONT is currently trading at roughly 65 cents. ZRX is currently trading at roughly 54 cents. XRP is currently trading at roughly 34 cents. BAT is currently trading at roughly 28 cents. XLM is currently trading at roughly 28 cents.
Produced on location at Chicken Valve Studio.